USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has been expressing some new optimism that a conference committee of lawmakers might be able to strike a deal to prevent a government shutdown from happening a week from today. One of the members of that committee is Republican Congressman from Tennessee, Chuck Fleischman.
There is no appetite on either side of the aisle, and I think in either chamber, for another partial government shutdown.
Okay.
So our situation is going to be we want to keep the border safe. We want to build the wall, and we want to keep the government open.
He spoke on Fox and Friends. Still, Democrats on the committee say they're not going to allow any wall funding to be part of the final product. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker about to go before a House committee that wants to ask him if he's ever shared any briefings he had on the special counsel's Russia probe with anyone at the White House. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Hello. Ted from Russell Stover here. Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
A huge cloud looms over the top three Democrats in Virginia. The governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, accused of being in a picture showing a man in blackface standing with someone in a white KKK outfit. He denies it's him. The lieutenant governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax, accused of sexual assault by a woman who claims he attacked her and forced her into a sex act. Fairfax admits to an encounter, but says it was consensual. And the Attorney General, Democrat Mark Herring, issuing an apology for wearing blackface at a party back in 1980. In other news, President Trump speaking at the annual prayer breakfast.
President Trump, speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, assured his audience that his administration will protect religious liberties.
My administration has taken historic action to protect religious liberty.
The president also spoke out against abortion.
Every life is sacred, and every soul is a precious gift from heaven.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA Radio Consumer News Now. A new study finds some Americans routinely putting their personal data at risk without even realizing it. For example, using public Wi-Fi or tossing mail in the trash. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
More than 9 out of 10 U.S. adults have been guilty of at least one risky data security behavior in the past year, according to a new creditcards.com report that says the most common data security mistake is reusing your online passwords, which could contribute to identity theft. Other common risky behaviors include using a public Wi-Fi network, saving passwords and payment info, carrying a social security card in your purse or wallet, and throwing out mail that has personal data on it without shredding it first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Very latest now on the situation in Venezuela. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Abrams said the time for talks with Maduro have long passed. It now is the time for some of his friends, like Cuba or Russia, to give him asylum.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
President Trump has said a military option for Venezuela is still on the table. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.